This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in our court system. This segment features Tammy Simon, an adoptive parent and a CASA volunteer. She's talking to CASA's Colleen Smith.
So what inspired you to join the CASA movement?
One is both of my boys were adopted, and so that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. One of my boys had something like a CASA. I was introduced to this person, and she stated that she was just for him. And that was an idea that just resonated with me for years and years. And so as we were living in Rogers, a dear friend of mine introduced me to the concept of CASA, and I knew at that moment that's what I needed to do. And so that's when I started.
So what kind of cases motivate you?
You know, so far I've had drug addiction cases, and one of those went to adoption, and one is still pending. That has really intrigued me, because before then I just really didn't know a lot about addiction and how hard it is for these moms and dads, and that's just been a burden on my heart.
Describe the role of an advocate in supporting the biological parents. You alluded that, you know, now that you've seen families struggling with addiction, that's actually been an attractive thing for you to learn more about. So what is the role of an advocate in working with a biological family?
You know, my first role is just for the child. I look at what is best for the child, the best interest of the child. But in that, when we start a case, it's always for reunification. So naturally, I get to know the parents, get to know what they need, and then I'm just in a supportive role. I help them get to the classes they need to get to, help them get into rehab if that's what they need. Really just getting to know that mom and dad, seeing where they are struggling, look at extended family, and then try to figure out the dynamics and just what is the best way to help that mom and dad get their baby back.
One of your cases has been closed with adoption.
Yes.
So sometimes you can't get those families to be reunified. So tell me about that struggle for you. I'm sure that wasn't easy.
She got into rehab and then just could not stay. So it was just not a feasible thing to place the children with her. You know, you try your best to get the child back with the parent, but it's really what is best for the child's interest. And in this case, it was the grandmother and myself became the two constants, constant in the girls' lives.
For more on CASA, court-appointed special advocates of Northwest Arkansas, NWACASA.org.